for the month wherein Mi'raj had taken place on the 27th night of Rajab. Let us look from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what the historians have said and recorded reliably regarding the Mi'raj. It is a very great feat that had taken place uniquely to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically taken, not just a spiritual experience, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically taken with body and soul in a wakeful state from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa, a distance of 1,461 kilometers in a very short portion of the night. And this is Allah Ta'ala's Qudra, Allah Ta'ala's ability, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above time, Allah is above space. Time and space is not a restriction for Allah. Allah can put time on pause if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So in a short span of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken. So many events took place in the physical state. And this is known as the journey of Mi'raj or Isra. Quran Sharif speaks about Isra, Asra bi'abdihi. Isra literally means a night journey. So the journey from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa, that will be termed as Isra. And Mi'raj, from the word Uruj, means ascension. So from the Masjidul Aqsa, the ascension to the heavens, that is known as Mi'raj. However, these terms are used interchangeably. Let us understand the background before Mi'raj. 10 years of Nubuwat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making effort and going through great amounts of difficulty with the Quraysh. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, the amount of difficulty I went through in the path of Allah, no one went through that. The amount of fear that I experienced, no one experienced in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just before this, the Muslims were boycotted for 3 years in the valley of Abu Talib. And they went through untold difficulties. They couldn't purchase food. Food was very scarce. Children were crying because the mothers had no milk in their chest to feed them. It was a very difficult time. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were surviving on leaves of trees and whatever they could find. And in that time, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha had fallen ill. She passed away. The great pillar of support, the first support that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on the earth, was Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. She left this world, his first wife. So you can imagine the pain that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through. Then for over 40 years, his uncle, that was his father figure, Abu Talib, he had passed away, and he had passed away in a state that he said, I am on the deen of my forefathers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greatly grieved. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through this emotional, this difficulty. And it was at that time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking for some assistance in the work of deen. So he went to Taif, and we know the incident of Taif, the painful incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told off, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pelted with stones. So after all this trial and tribulation and difficulty, emotional and physical pain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by taking him to the heavens and by showing the great position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the angels and before the anbiya alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went right to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that which there is no higher rank. So physically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was elevated to that rank that even Jibreel alayhi wa sallam said that I cannot go. So in the next few days, inshallah, we will look at this Mi'raj in detail from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It commenced where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in the house of his cousin Umme Hani. She was his cousin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very close relationship with her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that house and resting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to doze off when all of a sudden the roof of the house suddenly split open. And through this roof, Jibreel alayhi salam and other angels came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they woke Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up, and they took him now, which was very close to the Masjid al-Haram, right there. They took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Masjid al-Haram. And when he was there, they went into the Hatim area, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep there in the Hatim area. Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam again woke Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up and took him to the well of Zamzam. At that time the well of Zamzam was right there by the Mataf. They laid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down and the operation was performed. About 4 times in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shakkus sadar, the splitting of the chest had taken place. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very young, about 4 years old, that also happened. So shakkus sadar took place. Sahaba say we could see that place, like how when a person has an operation and then the scar heals, we could see that scar where the shakkus sadar had taken place. So the angels performed this operation. They removed the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they rinsed it with the water of Zamzam. Ulama explained that we can understand that they came from where? They came from the heavens. But they washed the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah ta'ala's creation, with Zamzam. So we can understand that this water is the greatest of waters. And how virtuous this water is. So when we drink from this water, they say that we should also make intention that Allah Ta'ala must cleanse our hearts. Ma uzamzam lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention a person drinks zamzam with, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills that intention, make intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must cleanse our hearts. Then a tray full of iman and wisdom was brought to him. After placing this iman and wisdom into his blessed heart, they put back Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart in its position, and they closed up Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest. So ya ulama explain that we should not think that these things are abstract. Today we find that there's uploading and downloading. A person can't see the data is coming, something is coming and something is going. So just like that, iman and wisdom was infused into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion. And the seal of Nubuwwat was stamped on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's back between his Mubarak shoulder blades. And this was a clear sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the last of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And this was a sign that was also mentioned in the previous scriptures. So this is how the journey commenced. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow.